Holly cigarettes.
And Cool cigarettes.
The only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bow, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, and his famous band. Tommy opens the show with To a Sweet and Pretty Thing. The Three Esquires will sing.
Gotta be simple, no deluxe, delish, no delovely. I wanna hum something pretty, something love the same. A little sentimental, ditty, too sweet, pretty thing.
Just a quick reminder, folks, about Raleigh's cigarettes. They're skillfully blended of fine Turkish and domestic tobaccos and achieve a truly distinctive taste. Yet Raleigh's cost no more than ordinary popular-priced brands. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips if you prefer.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. They're so mildly mentholated you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness, yet every puff is cool and soothing to your throat.
Remember, only Raleigh's and Cools carry valuable coupons good in the United States for handsome, practical gifts. Every carton has extra coupons. Buy a pack of union-made Raleigh's or Cools tomorrow. And for premiums, save those coupons. Tonight, Tommy Dorsey and his band are appearing at a night baseball game, and the Baron doesn't want to miss it. And so, in a streamlined bus speeding along the highway, we find Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
But I tell you, Baron, that Hollywood actor strike is really serious. The union are liable to start suit against Robert Taylor and drag him through the courts.
By golly, what a sight that'll be.
Yes?
A sensation.
What'll be a sensation?
Robert Taylor being dragged through the court.
Sure.
In a union suit.
This bus is comfortable anyway.
Yeah, only it keeps biting me.
By you, that must be the mosquitoes. How could this bus bite you?
It's a greyhound, isn't it?
Oh, it's a greyhound could bite you. Yeah, well, Baron, you're never quite right. You know that. You were even wrong on Mother's Day. Instead of wearing a carnation, you had a green leaf in your buttonhole.
I was wearing that for my mother-in-law.
Which, for your mother-in-law, what was it? Well, come on, tell me.
Poison ivy.
For your mother-in-law,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But I was right about one thing.
What's that?
I was right about a thing. I said Dick Merrill would make it.
Oh, yes, yes. But what I didn't understand, why about Dick Merrill was why he flew so slowly over Maine and Vermont.
I didn't understand. What did you say?
I say, what I didn't understand about Dick Merrill was why he flew so slowly over Maine and Vermont.
That was in case he was forced to land.
Yeah, but why did he prefer to land in Maine or Vermont?
Didn't the presidential election prove they were the best states for landing?
For landing. Oh, yeah. I can understand that. I almost jumped it up to you, too. Well, Anyway, Dick saw the coronation, and what a sight. $2.5 million to put a crown on a man.
That's too much money for overhead.
Overhead. Oh, yeah. But the British are smart people.
Yeah, and you know something?
What?
For foreigners, they certainly speak good English.
Good. Well, if you could speak it, it's time you answer that question you've been evading ever since the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Did you have your money on the winner, War Admiral?
No, not on War Admiral.
No?
No. But from where he finished...
Your horse, you mean?
Yeah. Must have been his brother, Rear Admiral. Oh. Good well, what a horse that was.
What would you have done if you'd won, Baron?
Well, I would take a trip to Hollywood.
Take a trip to Hollywood.
You know, it's worth it just to see Ned Spark smoke a cool.
To see Ned Spark smoke a cool? Why?
Why?
Well?
Imagine a cool cigarette with sparks at both ends.
Oh, that's very cute. Yeah. Sparks at both ends.
Right, Cracky. I know that was you behind me, Baron. You and your canned jokes.
What do you mean, my canned jokes?
Well, the minute they hit the air, they turn sour.
Oh, you don't like my comedy, huh?
Nope. That's why I smoke Rory cigarettes. I figure any product that can survive a comedian like you must be good.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of people do you
want? Never mind that.
Maybe I better stick to my invention.
Well, what have you invented now?
You know how everyone who stops at a hotel carries away a key?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I've invented a hotel key that weighs 500 pounds.
Wait a minute. The key weighs 500 pounds?
Yeah, and I call it the Pulitzer Prize Play Key.
The Pulitzer Prize Play Key. Why?
You can't take it with you.
You can't take it? Oh, that got the Pulitzer Prize, yeah. Well, it's all right.
Baseball park, gents.
Well, here we are, Baron. Come on, hop out. We'll be just in time.
But, Charlie, my best invention, you know, I was speaking about... It's a brand new game.
You've invented a new game, Baron? What is it?
Now, look, I bet you $10 I can ask you a question you can't answer. And I'll bet you $1 I can answer any question you ask me.
Oh, well, I'll snap up both those bets, Baron, because you know I've got it on you when it comes to knowledge.
Yeah.
Now, just let me get this straight. If you ask me a question I can't answer, I pay you $10.
Yeah.
And if I ask you one you can't answer, you pay me $1. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. What's the question?
Now, listen. All right. What has 7 arms, 3 heads, and plays a flute?
Wait a minute. 7 arms, 3 heads, and plays a flute?
Yeah.
Well, that's too good for me, Baron. Here's your 10 spot.
Ah, you see?
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. What has 7 legs, 3 heads, and plays a flute?
Don DeFino, here's your dollar.
Oh, that's a thing. That's it.
Tommy Dorsey and his famous orchestra play a new tune. There's a lull in my life. Edith Wright will sing.
A void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning. Everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arm, the lull in my life. Thank you.
Well, it certainly looks like baseball. The players are on the field warming up, the stands are filling rapidly, and here comes Charlie and the Baron.
Well, there's our crowd in the front box, Baron. Hello, Tommy. Hi, gang.
Scorecard of the game.
Aha! The Baron as I live and breathe. Why must you?
Baron, is that nice? Boris doesn't feel that way about you. Do you, Boris?
No, Baron. I hope you live to be as old as your jokes.
Charlie, hand me that pop bottle.
Calm yourself.
Baron, are you a baseball enthusiast?
No, but my dentist is. And what a beef stealer.
What do you mean your dentist is a base stealer?
He just shizzles from plate to plate.
Oh, ouch.
He says, you know something?
What?
He says Sally Rand, the fan dancer, should marry a baseball player.
Yeah, but why?
Why? So she could raise her own fans.
Well, that's very good.
That's what he says.
Yeah. Gumball peanuts.
You folks think I don't know so much, huh?
Double-jointed peanuts. Nuts.
Well, someday the whole world will recognize that the Baron was...
Nuts and double-jointed.
I'll kill him.
Baron, come on, let's stick to baseball, huh? Do you know what batter up means?
Yeah, when they toss up a pancake in a restaurant window.
What?
Batter up.
Oh, well, Skipper. Well, do you know what a pop fly is?
A pop fly?
Yeah.
Sure. Pop fly is a male insect with a blessed event.
That's a pop fly.
Isn't it?
That's very smart, Baron.
In college, you know something?
What?
In college, I was a four-letter man.
You were a four-letter man?
Sure.
At D-O-P-E.
Oh, that's dope.
Sandwiches here. Cheese, tongue, and... Oh, hello, Baron. Ham.
Yeah. I don't like the way he said that. Boy, you listen to my program.
Yeah, and I think you're good.
Good.
Let the world laugh at me. Let them all jeer. I'm glad I am the only one who likes you. I like to be different.
Who started this? Will you tell me?
Is that the Baron Munchausen boy? Yes, sir. Care for a piece of cheese?
Oh, and that me. I tune him out.
Baron, didn't you play in that baseball game between the movie stars and the radio stars?
Yeah, and Clark Gable was put out when he threw Gene Harlow off the field.
Clark Gable threw Gene Harlow off the field? What for?
They told him to pitch out some beautiful curves.
Oh, he pitched Gene Harlow.
Yeah,
Baron, look in the next box.
Yeah.
That's Gus Mancuso of the New York Giants.
Yeah, he's the one who had scarlet fever, typhoid fever, measles, mumps, on malaria all at once.
Mancuso did?
Yeah.
Well, why did he get all these diseases at once?
He's a great catcher.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Baron, Kay and I played on a girls' baseball team.
Yeah, Edith? And who are some of the other girls on the team?
Well, there's Louise Derry and Libby Gomez and Tilly. That's Tilly Hotman. And Carlotta Hubble, but you simply must meet our manager. She's a darling.
Yeah, what's her name?
Babs Ruth.
What is this? This program? What is it? I bet you girls make a great baseball team.
A baseball team?
Yeah, you know, strawberry shortstop.
A strawberry shortstop?
Yeah.
How do you make it?
Well, first you mix up some batter.
Some batter,
then
yeah.
You put on some whipped team.
Whipped team, that's baby corn.
Shut up, will you? Then you leave it in the oven for 3 or 4 innings.
Yeah.
Add some cracked nuts in the outfield.
Uh-huh.
Place it on a home plate. And serve it underhand.
That's all right, Baron. That's okay. You made it all up yourself, huh? Well, sir, you win, Baron. But who do you think is the greatest baseball player in history?
Well, President Roosevelt hasn't done so badly.
What?
In 5 years, they haven't been able to get 3 strikes on him.
Right, that's right.
And of course, the prodigal son scored.
Yeah?
Yeah, he made a home run.
That's right again.
But the greatest baseball player of all time was Adam.
Adam was a baseball player?
Yeah. Well, look at his score before East came along.
What was the score?
No hit, no runs, no errors.
Oh, that's right, too. Adam had it.
Morton Bow, our singing star, sings a new arrangement of Rio Rita. Morton sings in his usual lyric style, while Tommy and the boys swing the accompaniment in their own inimitable fashion.
Down by the river Rio Grande, on its silver sand, that is where I found you. now my heart's at your command. Want to be near your hand, lingering round you. For love like mine is there no returning. Give me one sign. Tell me you are yearning, learning, free your return. Life is sweeter, return, when you are near. Free your return, life's completer, return.
The Munchausen Drama Guild is about to give you the Baron's own version of Uncle Tom's Cabin. The role of Little Eva with a dash of Eliza will be essayed by Miss Kay Renwick. Simon Legree by Dwight Weiss. And as a special treat, the Baron himself will play Uncle Tom.
Oh, now, hold on, Baron. You can't play Uncle Tom. He's an old southern slave. You don't have the accent.
No?
No.
Listen to this.
How's it go?
I'm old Uncle Tom. And I was done born, bred, and buttered in the South, Mr. Holmes. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Why, Baron, I can't believe it's you.
Well, anyhow, Boris will do the sound effects, and the way the Baron wrote it, the play now opens in front of Uncle Tom's oil can.
Uncle Tom's oil can?
Yeah. His oil can took you home.
His oil can?
Quiet. The old folks are singing.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Da 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 da.
Those are the old folks, huh?
Yeah. And old Uncle Tom is still working in the fields. 5 o'clock in the morning. Five, Boris. You only struck four.
I took off 20% for my agent.
Uncle Tom speaks. Go ahead, Baron.
Well, bless my soul. The slaves are coming in with the cotton.
Oh, well, where do they get cotton at 5 o'clock in the morning?
They're just coming home from the cotton club.
Oh. How do you get cotton, anyway?
Pick it!
Levies is unfair to organized labor. Boycott levies. What?
Levies pays the lowest wages in Mississippi.
What's that now?
Trouble with the Mississippi levies.
Oh, come on. Way down on the levee.
Scene two. The slave auction where old Uncle Tom will be sold to the highest bidder. And here we meet the villain. Simon Legree.
It seems nasty.
And now, gentlemen, we're now all for Uncle Tom. Faithful slave of Mr. Augustine Sinclair. What are your bids?
4 diamonds.
5 spades.
Never know, Tom. You can't bid any higher than that.
Sold to Simon Legree for 7 newts.
Well, maybe I'm crazy.
Don't let him take me, Master Charlie.
Mutiny on my bounty, eh? Where's my whip? Take that.
Oh!
And that,
Lord!
You belong to me now, Uncle Tom. I own your body and soul.
Simon Legree, you may own my body, Martha, but my soul belongs to...
Belongs to who?
To the Raleigh and Cool Cigarette people.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
And now the thrill scene. Eliza crossing the ice.
Now, remember, Boris, it's winter.
Okay.
Good. A blizzard is blowing. Oh. Boris, go home. The lightning flashes. Boris, what was the dripping? I say, what was the dripping?
Sheet lightning.
And here comes Eliza through the storm.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Her baby clutched to her breast. She's fleeing from that monster, Simon Legree.
That's the Bloodhound. She must cross the river on floating blocks of ice. But death before dishonor.
Help, help me.
Look! Look, she's leaping from ice cube to ice cube.
From ice cube to ice cube?
Shut up. I made this ice myself.
But the villain still pursues her.
Curses for the storm. But she shall not escape me.
Wait. What's he drinking?
Antifreeze. It's a cold night.
Antifreeze, yes, cold night.
And now, for the chase. She reaches the bank. She leaps for the shore. She's across the line and free.
Just a second, Baron. Not so fast. All I saw during that whole vivid description was this girl, Liza, standing beside you with her eyes crossed.
Well, that's what I said it was.
That's what you said it was. This girl with her eyes crossed?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Liza crossing the eyes.
You got a chord for that, too. And now, the passing of Little Eva.
Oh, Little Eva. Break poor Uncle Tom's heart to see you so pale and white. You just got to get better, honey. You can't leave me now.
I see angels, Uncle Tom. They're calling me. Listen. Yes, I'm coming.
No, honey, child. Nobody's calling you. You're just imagining things.
But I see heaven. Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Wait, little Eva. I'm going along.
Welcome, Freezer.
Uncle Tom, look around. Isn't heaven a busy place?
Come on, you. Get to work. Wake up. Come on. Wake up.
Who? Me?
Yes, you. Come on. Come on, Baron. Wake up. You slept right through the whole ball game. Everybody's gone home.
Charlie.
What?
I just dreamed we put on Uncle Tom's cabin.
Yeah?
And I went to heaven with little Eva.
You went to heaven? What was it like?
By golly, nothing but work.
Nothing but work?
You take in the stars and haul in the moon. Then you have to hang out the sun and push clouds around all day.
Oh.
Everybody works 22 hours out of 24.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how do you account for the fact that in heaven you have to work so hard? What's the matter up there?
You see, what's the matter?
Yes, what's the matter?
They're short of help.
Oh, not very good.
Tommy Dorsey and the boys and their own arrangement of Big John's Special. Thank you.
You know, friends of mine hear me talk each week about the premiums you can get with Raleigh and Cool coupons. Their standard question is, how long will it take me to get this or that premium? Now, here are a few case histories of typical pack-a-day smokers. Incidentally, they bought their cigarettes by the carton and got extra coupons.
St. Louis, six men play poker together every Friday night. One is a Raleigh fan. He had them all switched to Raleigh's or Cool's, and in 16 weeks, they had saved enough coupons to get a complete new poker set with decks of cards and 300 chips in a fine case.
Buffalo, newlyweds pooled their coupons, and 6 months after their honeymoon, they treated themselves to an electric Silex coffee maker, brand new and free.
Memphis, a young man surprised his girl with a good-looking enamel cigarette case. His gift cost him nothing. He just smoked Raleigh's for 90 days and saved the coupons.
Atlanta, eight members of a bridge club voted to smoke Raleigh's or Cool's and save the coupons. 4 months later, they got two fine mahogany tables and genuine suede covers to protect them.
The moral is obvious. If you want more than just an enjoyable smoke, if you want a handsome, useful premium for a dividend, switch to
Raleigh's. Superior in flavor, yet they cost no more than other popular priced brands. Your choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cool's. They are cool and soothing to your throat.
Take your choice, folks. Raleigh's or Cool's. A coupon comes with every pack, and extra coupons with every carton. Baron, I am.
What is it, boy?
Here's a telegram for you. Shall I read it?
Well, if it's an offer of another job, tear it up. If it's fan mail, frame it. But if it's a new keg, let me read it.
Well, it's all three. Listen, Jack Pearl, Raleigh and Cool program. I have the honor to officially appoint you an admiral of the 1937 Great Lakes Exposition, which opens in Cleveland May 29th and will continue for 100 days. My duly authorized messenger will now present you with a scroll in the name of and by the authority of the state of Ohio, together with an admiral's hat signifying your appointment to this honorary office. Signed, Martin L. Davy, Governor of Ohio. Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.